Welcome to our special edition episode of our Hot Mess and Sun podcast from Guatemala.
Currently, we're in Guatemala City. All right, so I want to start off this podcast talking about...
Hold on, can I just mention in our last one, we talked about Men in Black because the alien comment and, you know, aliens, what are we supposed to call them? What's politically correct?
Extraterrestrials.
Extraterrestrials, right. And I said, you should watch Men in Black. Just so happens, we're sitting here eating our dinner in our hotel room, and what comes on the TV but Men in Black. So what'd you think of it?
Oh, that's pretty solid.
Yeah? What are you looking at?
I don't feel like it's recording it one.
Okay. Pretty solid movie?
Yeah. I liked it. I definitely plan on watching the rest of them.
Yeah, the next one came on, but we've got to get to bed soon, so we have an early morning to fly back home.
All right, so let's follow up on a topic that we talked about last episode.
Okay.
As soon as you heard about this, you're like, we need to follow up on this. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yes, you do.
Oh, you mean the leaky toilet situation?
Yes.
Yeah, they never fixed it. The astronauts had to wear diapers for the flight. I heard that as I was packing to come to Guatemala on the radio while I was packing. I just couldn't believe it. Diapers. We can put a spaceship in space, but we cannot fix a leaky toilet. Come on. That's not concerning to anyone else. Like, that's concerning to me.
Well, okay, so like I explained to her, I would assume if they had to...
You know what happens when you assume. Sorry, go ahead.
They didn't have time to fix this problem. Mm-hmm. And if they did delay just for a leaky toilet, it would have cost a lot of money.
If I were one of those astronauts, though, I might be complaining about the diaper situation. So yeah, leaky toilet situation still gets me every time. But I was shocked to hear that they didn't fix it and took off with divers. So do you want to talk about Guatemala first? Explain why we're here?
Sure.
Okay. Just seems like, you know, we can't say it was special edition from Guatemala and then not say anything else about why we're here. Okay. So there's a children's home that we have come down to serve and help out at for a few years now. Sorry. And the director came to our house for... she came to our town and stayed with us for a fundraiser we did for foster care, both back home and in Guatemala. And she was talking about some filming and pictures that she needed from Brayden the next time we come down on a team. However, we're not coming down here on a team for quite a while. So she was here this week and said, why don't you just come down, just the two of you, to get this done? And we said we could probably do that. I mean... He could get it
done.
And
we do it. And we did it.
Yes. He got the filming and videos done. I worked with a mailing.
And harassed me the whole time.
I did not harass you.
Yes.
I get nervous when someone's relying on you. I know you can do it. It's just the way
my brain
works.
It's so terrible. It's like, I don't think people should count on you.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. That is not what I'm trying to say. It is. It's just a lot of pressure that I'm... So here's the thing. You were off on your own a lot of the time.
Yes.
And I was in the office.
Really quick, so I'd like to preface this conversation. Did I miss it? Did I miss packing a single thing?
No, he did not miss packing a single thing. He packed himself.
Did I forget anything there?
You've packed yourself for years.
Yes, but when you're talking about, I have to remember everything down to the SD cards,
yes,
micro SD
job.
Cards, cables, and storage.
Yeah.
I didn't follow that list. I literally wrote down like the basics. Like I wrote down cables.
It was a long list. Okay.
And
anyway,
storage.
You did great. But, so when I wasn't around you most of the time. I was in the office. So when I did come and find you, or you know, saw you at night and you were editing some things, and I poked my head in there, you know, in the computer screen, I was like, that's when I feel like I have to say something and I forget that I haven't said anything to you all day and you've handled it just fine. So it's just me being a mom.
Yeah, I'm editing photos and she's like, isn't that aggressive? I'm like...
Some of them were aggressive.
Isn't that... that's not reality. I'm like, that's not the point of editing photos. Like,
but
yes, this red didn't pop as aggressively as I made it look, so...
But I have not yawned this much until we started doing this. I mean, I've been tired, but anyway... Yeah, some of it was aggressive, but I trust you. I'll stop.
And I added aggressive options that I really liked and also some more chill options.
That was good. Good idea. good idea. So he did a great job, and he packed everything himself. Everybody was impressed with his maturity. I mean, you're mature anyway. We got to eat with the families. That was really fun, even though we don't speak Spanish. You're also impressed with
the price of my camera.
Yes. Well, that is a lot in Q's. So it's like the price the same, of a though. Car in Q's.
Yes, in number-wise, if you're taking that number and then putting it compared to, like, a U.S. dollar, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it's still, like
Q's is the... it's, what is
Quetzales.
The... Quetzales, yeah.
Something like... That's not how you say it, but...
Right. We always just call them Q's.
It's way easier.
Quetzals? No, I don't remember.
It's Quetzals, anyway, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But Q's is so much easier, and also Q's, people use it here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like our dollar sign. They have the number and then a Q behind it.
Yep.
Where we have or the dollar like the, sign,
pound sign, or whatever. And
right. So anyway, it was a great trip. Really busy, so we're really tired. And
I'm not tired.
Yes, you are.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna edit this podcast after this.
You got it. You're gonna edit this podcast after this.
Yeah.
I'm clearly going to bed.
I'll be up for another.
No. We have to get up at 4. Mm-hmm. And we're not
I don't have to get
landing
up at 4.
In Boston until 5 have everything p.m. Packed. Wait, what time do we have to get up? Oh, well, 4:30. We have to leave here.
I'm getting up at 5.
You're going to have to be packed tonight.
Yeah, I'm packing right after this, except for like 2 things.
Okay, good. I'm going to bed. Because it's like 15 hours, I think I figured out.
It's more on the way here, and I didn't sleep for that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was more on the way here because
it was added in the
Yeah, and that was like a 4-hour because of the roadblock. But anyway, people
was
are
it a roadblock?
This.
Did we find that out?
I don't know. We never did find out
We should
why.
Actually talk about this.
You can, sure.
So in Guatemala, the government or whatever isn't fantastic, so or the people don't think that it is. I'm not trying to get shut down here,
right.
So essentially they will do protests, but their form of protesting is applying to the government for a permit or whatever, I guess, to block a road off from like 4 to 7, or no, 7 to 4 usually.
Oh, a whole day.
Not a whole day.
7 to 4.
Yeah, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
Well, that's.
That's not a whole day.
Well, I know. That is the majority of the day.
And then the government will approve that and the road's blocked.
So fortunately, we did not run into that on the way into the city this morning. Otherwise, we would have had to leave at like 3:30 from Monjas, but. We didn't have to leave till 7:30.
But it doesn't makes zero sense to me.
Well, yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I think the idea is that the government know about the roadblocks, like know that they're upset. Like, I don't
know. No, they're applying. And if they get
I think it's similar though in the U.S. Like if you want to do a rally or something, yeah, or like a walk. Do you know what I mean? You have to apply for that. So it's similar.
And I also think, I'm not sure what a roadblock actually looks like. So
yeah, I don't know.
It could just be people holding signs and they kind of end up blocking the road type of thing.
I'm not sure. Fortunately, we didn't see one. So that's good.
Nice plane going overhead. It's going to sound great.
Yeah. We are very close to the airport.
15 minutes?
I think
driving.
So anything else about Guatemala? It was a great time. I found out I like black beans, which I did not think I liked, but...
Well, explain to them what the black beans actually are.
What do you mean? They're black beans.
Yes, but they're not like... They're not your typical...
Not in bean form.
No.
So
they
the
are,
first night, we ate at one of the houses, and it was like a black bean paste.
Yep.
And we put it on tortillas with queso and... Like a sour cream, right?
Yeah, no, it was sour cream.
Yeah, did we have anything else?
No. There was a drink, but
it's a more liquidy sour cream. That's why I say it like that. It's not like our sour cream is thick, and you could put like a spoonful on. I mean, that one was, but like Okay, so the house I ate at last night, he didn't eat with me. It was a house full of crazy girls. So much fun for me. He would have hated it. But
I also had work to do. But
yes, you did have work to do. And you had leftovers in the fridge. So that was a sour cream that they squeezed out of a baggie. So it was more of a liquid.
Sure it was sour cream?
That's sour cream. Yes, I'm just saying a different consistency.
No, I know, because there is some, like...
Oh, I don't know. Anyway... Then the last two nights, the beans were more of a liquidy form, right? The black beans?
Yes, they were.
Yeah. But they were good. They were actually good.
I don't necessarily disagree, though.
That they were good?
The paste I had wasn't bad. It was better than what I thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
Because I remember having it when we come down on a team. I don't think they're doing it anymore because it just became
beans and rice.
Yeah, beans and rice day. Because most of most people here live off of beans and rice, so it was just kind of
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah,
it's a good way for us to experience what that would be like. So we have one day with, but of course our rice wasn't just plain rice. It had like little veggies in it, and we could put salt and pepper on. So it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah, but it also was like it never ended up well. Like somebody ended up like not. Because the thing is, when you're down here and on a team, you're doing a lot. Mm-hmm.
You're on the go constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also when your body's used to like...
lots of vegetables.
Yeah. And like you don't have that for a day. Like
or three or four.
Yeah. Between being like starved because you're just eating the beans and rice. And it doesn't taste very good, so you're not eating a whole lot. And then running around all day, it doesn't usually turn out well for least three people.
Yeah, but Tiffany was saying when you live down here, your belly's kind of off all the time. Do you know what I mean? It's a little off. In fact, she mentioned, which I did not realize, I'm not sure I wanted to know, that 98% of the water in Guatemala has feces in it. That's why we can't brush our teeth with the water at the team house or drink it.
They have a water filter.
Yeah, they have a water filtration system. Purification system.
Yeah, but they put it in, like, the jugs, and then it's, like, big water jugs that you get, like, a fountain. Mm-hmm. But in this hotel, the water's
filtered. Yeah, this is a very, very American-type hotel we have here. This is a unique experience, for sure.
With a pretty solid view. It's not, like, crazy or anything.
But we did notice there's a lot more trees in the city here.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looks like a proper jungle,
right?
With cities.
Cement buildings are growing up in it.
It looks like do you remember we watched that thing? It was like what happens if the world.
Oh right.
It looks like that, but all the buildings are like still intact,
right? And still occupied. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And we even went to Starbucks today, and Starbucks had
Christmas music.
They have we saw two Christmas trees up, like proper Christmas trees decorated
right here
in town.
It's
huge,
massive.
Huge Christmas trees.
It's like, we're on the 10th floor of this building. It comes kind of level with us.
Yeah, that's big.
It's also like down a little bit, I think.
Maybe. And they even have the peppermint coffees and holiday coffees at Starbucks already. So.
Actually, you know what it probably is? I don't think they celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true.
So technically...
I wonder if they even celebrate Halloween.
They celebrate Halloween.
You sure?
I'm 90% sure.
I don't know.
That's a good question. So like...
But yeah,
and if
they don't
do,
have a marker to say, you know, like... But I did see Black Friday signs, though. But it was for like Walmart. So Walmart's American. It's just a Walmart in Guatemala. So they're going to have the same sales.
Yeah, but there's also not like, the corner store isn't going to have a Black Friday sale. Or like,
I don't know.
Or whatchamacallit,
right,
in
a local,
in town isn't, in like Mohnhaus isn't going to have one.
Right. Walmart would, but yeah. So. Anyway,
it's
been very interesting.
About now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why?
And I said to Tiffany, I said, they have the Christmas music is American. They're singing, you know, it's English.
Yeah, it was all English.
And she said, yeah, it always is. She's not sure they have Spanish Christmas music.
I disagree.
Think they would have to.
They
but
do,
I wonder
definitely.
Why they don't play it. She said it's always English whenever she hears it. Oh, why don't you tell them about your COVID test?
Oh, yeah. So we had to get COVID tested. It was so bad.
You have to in order to get back into the States.
Like, people say that they're bad or whatever, but I didn't think that they were.
People comment that she touches your brain.
Yeah. But, like, I didn't think that they were as bad as they were. Mm-hmm. Like, for a solid, like, 3 minutes, my face was just, like,
squinting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
His and eyes also, were watering.
Like, the mask is on, so you can't, like, rub your nose and stuff. So, it was terrible.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah. And it was both nostrils.
Yeah.
The ones I've had before, just one. But good news, we're negative, so we get to go home.
I really wish she had said, like, she had joked around with you and said you're positive. It would have been so funny.
That would have been bad. That would have been bad. So anything else you want to tell them about Guatemala? It's been a good but fast and busy trip.
But also really slow. I feel like we've been here for a while. Like, every day has been, feels like it's been super long.
Yeah. I've only been focused on the mailing, so it, and that was a, seemed like an endless task. There were lots of steps to that. So yeah. They send out a holiday mailing for all of the sponsors of the kids. So the kids painted their hands and made handprints, and then they took pictures of all the kids, and the kids wrote on the handprints a note. So the handprints, they wrote them in Spanish, so we had to find the translation for them that had been printed out, cut it, glue it on there, cut their picture out enough to put it on the other side of the handprint, cut strips of ribbon, 281 strips of ribbon, it's a hug from Guatemala. So when their sponsor pulls it out of their envelope, they'll have two hands with a ribbon in between, so it'll look like a nice big hug. So they're beautiful, but it's a lot of steps.
Two-foot hug. So it's like this.
It's a
like
2 foot hug. 2 foot hug, yes.
It's like a T-Rex hugging you.
Right, right, right. But they're very cute. I think the sponsors will like them. I know I like mine.
Yeah.
So I get to take mine. I don't have to wait for it in the mail. So what did you want to talk about?
I don't know how to start this.
Maybe you should start it by telling people why I don't know what you want to talk about, because I have no idea what you want to
talk
about.
So, for all the people who know about the Travis Scott situation, my mom doesn't, because she doesn't use the internet. She's kind of old.
I'm not old. You're old. I just have other things I have to get done.
I have other things I have to get done, and I still find time to use the internet.
You're 16. You don't have to balance the checkbook and make a grocery list and go shopping and do the laundry all the time.
Elon Musk, I'm sure, has heard about the Travis Scott situation.
Elon Musk is different. He has hired help. Can you just tell me what it is and stop making fun of me? I saw a thing on Elon Musk today. He is going to sell 10% of his shares, by the way. Did you see that?
If.
No. He has to. Something about use them or lose them. Tax purposes. He doesn't pay any taxes. He and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos pay like zero taxes.
Not zero.
Very, very little.
Yeah.
So
I don't disagree. Well, actually, yes, but so very little is probably like $2 million.
No, it's like less than 1% of their wealth. Do you know what grandpa pays for a
I know. I get it. But it's still crazy. 1% is like, and also
less
you have to think
1%.
Like those guys. So like if you look at let's take Mr. Beast, right? He's been very open with his numbers as far as like what he brings into his company. He's spending like millions of dollars a month, right?
Okay.
His company is like just churning money in and out. But the thing is, I would be super surprised if he paid a lot in taxes.
So let's just take Elon Musk, for example. He has a company, Tesla. He did the electric cars, all of that kind of stuff. And he applies for government programs to get electric cars out there. He uses the roads that our taxes pay for. Like, they should pay taxes like the rest of us.
I'm sure he will.
I don't think they do.
And here's the thing. So, no, you don't understand. Wealth, like net worth, is completely different than
actual.
Like, he probably does not bring in a whole lot yearly as far as income.
I would disagree. But anyway, that was on there.
That can't be written off as business expenses?
I don't know. He has to sell 10% of his shares for tax purposes, something like that. Okay. I don't know. I changed it. It was on CNN. But anyway.
He pays taxes.
We haven't watched TV all week, so I was looking for something interesting.
Can I go back to my example? It's like Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
His whole strategy is to put his money back in this business. Mm-hmm. People like Elon Musk do the same thing.
I understand. But I still think that you should pay taxes.
I don't disagree.
Okay. I don't know enough about taxes to, like, and wealth in, to that extreme to have a debate about it. But also, like,
he can buy a million dollar jet and grade it off. And that's completely legit and not a problem at all. It's just like dad's car.
I understand, but...
It's just he needs to go from America to Tokyo.
Okay.
And that's the vehicle that gets him there. Dad needs to go from home to work, and that's the vehicle that gets him there.
Yeah. We still pay more taxes probably than Jeff Bezos.
I disagree.
Percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, yes, probably.
And doesn't that seem crazy?
No.
Okay.
No, because if, like...
I'm too tired to get into a debate about taxes, so tell me about the Travis
good,
Scott...
No, this is good content. Oh, my goodness. So if I was to run a business, right... Like, my current business that I run, right? That was all my income. My new laptop is over my income. I just clicked there. Hang on, sorry. Like, all that stuff, that's my it's like 90% of my income. Yeah. I have very few expenses that if I then, I could, in a couple months, I might be able to register my car as a business expense.
Okay.
And a company vehicle. And write that off.
I do not
I would have a house.
Capacity to have this go in a couple of what?
Months. If I'm traveling months? To and from games.
I still don't think you'd be able to. That depends, but.
I can.
Okay.
If I wrap it, especially.
Okay.
And also, did they say income tax?
I have no
idea. Did they say house tax or property tax?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I really wasn't paying that much attention. I just heard that he had to sell 10% of his shares.
I really hate it when people crap on these billionaires. There's a lot. There's two types of billionaires in general. All of them try to pay minimum amount of taxes. Or, sorry, end up paying minimum amount of taxes. Okay? One is trying to. And they're going to have, like, offshore banks have their business pay another business in like Costa Rica where the taxes are absurdly low, or get paid in shares or whatever. Mm-hmm. Actually, getting paid in shares is not a bad thing at all. You know, all that type of stuff. Then there's billionaires or millionaires even who, and I would say like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Gary Vee, like all those type of people just... It's literally just how the cookie crumbles on their taxes.
Okay. I don't have the energy right now. If you want to talk about the Travis Scott thing, we should get to it. I am so tired.
Travis Scott.
I have to get up in the morning. Because if I don't wake up, you're not waking up. So I'm going to have my alarm at the loudest possible decibel.
Okay. So, Travis Scott. Uh-huh.
Remind me who Travis Scott is.
A rapper. Okay. He's like, as far as rappers... Like popularity, I would say as far as like the modern era, he's like number two. There's like Drake, and then there's Travis Scott.
Okay.
His fan base is a little bit younger. Okay. A little bit more like girls and stuff like that. It's like it's more of a pop rapper type of thing. Not really though. But like he's done things with Fortnite, collabs with Fortnite. So that's
okay.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as his audience, he's held he's been actually arrested and convicted. Two other times for essentially kind of just there's specific charges, but inciting violence.
Wow.
There was one kid who got paralyzed because he got pushed off a two-story building at one of his concerts.
That's terrible.
He kind of got off. One time he got like 3 years probation, and then another time I think he made a deal or something.
He's an angry guy?
No. He just like... Like so the why whole does he he's
right?
he
violence.
He how do I explain this to you? He's like part of the whole rage culture, like rage at concerts and like mm-hmm. go crazy, mm-hmm. do flips off of the state, okay. like that type of vibe. Okay. So he held an event.
An event?
He held an event okay. called Astroworld. I think that was all it was called, just Astroworld. Astroworld is part of his brand. He made an album called Astroworld.
Okay. And this is the part you want to tell me about?
Yes.
This isn't backstory. Okay.
No. And it was last weekend. It was okay. supposed to be Friday and Saturday. On Friday, 50,000 people showed up in not tight area. I mean, it was pretty chill. It was a venue, or a field venue. You know what I mean? So like Rolling Loud, Soul okay. Fest, that type of vibe. So at this event, they decided it to be a good idea to first of all only have two water stations.
Two water stations mm-hmm. for 50,000 people?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're pretty good size water stations, but okay. still just two, and they were on either side of like the back.
And where was this?
It was in Houston, Texas.
So it's hot there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the kind of the first mistake that was made yeah. here. So show starts. So there's a lot of stories. I'll probably show you some of them later.
Okay.
Of just people who like come out and said their stories. Actually, I found EMT on TikTok. I'll actually link that probably because it's very, very interesting. Mm. And a great example.
An EMT that shared his story? Like after?
Yes, after all this unfolded. So, show starts. Now, people pass out at concerts all the time. The problem here was, so first, as well, people were busting down these gates to get in past mm-hmm. security and literally jumped. So, do you remember the riots at Capitol mm-hmm. when they pushed the fence and everybody was mm-hmm. climbing over that? Imagine that, but it's in a space probably about the size of from here to the end of the door. So the size of this door.
Okay.
And then there's proper walls on your side. So there's people jumping over top of people, getting crushed. Like, it was crazy. Oh, that part goodness. Of it was crazy. And also, the tweet, Astroworld, this event, sold out like 8 minutes or something. Or something crazy like that. And he's like, we're still going to get the Ragers in.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
Like, he's essentially alluding to the fact that he was going to, like, sneak people in or was encouraging in a kind of ominous sense
okay,
to...
Okay, so not... He doesn't mean we're going to get the Ragers in. Like, we're going to make sure those happen, like a rage.
No, yeah, yeah. The people yes.
that will do it. Okay.
So, he deleted the tweet since then. Which, like, here's the thing about deleting tweets. It looks very incriminating. Mm-hmm. But also, if you leave it up, very insensitive. Like, it's a very hard...
Yeah, it's a no-win situation 100%. With that. Yeah.
But, so all these people, right, start pushing forward
okay. as,
when the show starts and essentially compacting everybody in. Mm-hmm. 50,000 people, okay, right? Mm-hmm. This happens at most concerts. Mm-hmm. This was obviously heightened for several reasons. Then people start... And, like, so there are people saying, like, if you had your hand up during the concert, after a certain point, it wasn't coming back down.
That's how squished they were?
People were having a hard time breathing.
I would have been so claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah.
I might have had a panic attack.
It gets worse, okay? So, these people are... Now people's bodies are starting to drop. Like, literally. People are passing out. Literally, I think there was 11 confirmed cardiac arrests.
Oh, my word.
So, there's people passing out, and they're still, like, held up by this thing.
Right.
But some of them are falling down. Now, Travis Scott did stop the concert, like, a couple times. Like, but it wasn't really a stoppage, I don't feel like. I feel like it was more, like, an in-between song type of thing. And he held for 30 seconds and, like, was looking at the crowd, and we need to get help out there. There's one video of him standing out in the crowd or standing, you know, on the stage, looking out in the crowd. Mm-hmm. The concert's kind of stopped and he's pointing and there's a golf cart essentially with like mm-hmm. lights on it that's trying to get through the crowd.
Oh,
and people are standing on top of this,
the
like jumping
cart?
Off. Yeah. To like get close to get to see the concert better and not
word.
Letting it through. I mean, it's not necessarily their fault because people are pushing in, but like,
oh, that's awful.
But also, the thing is, he didn't, like, you can obviously see this cart's not moving. It obviously needs to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a problem. Mm-hmm. Why is the concert not being stopped?
Right.
So, just to preface all of this, 8 people died.
Aww.
The youngest being 10 years old.
Oh, my word. That's awful.
It's horrible.
That is awful.
And another thing I'd like to point out, so Travis Scott had insurance, I guess, liability insurance for this. It's only $23 million. Or, sorry, 26. 20, yeah, $26
million. Oh, my goodness. So what is he saying about this? Like, how did the 10-year-old die?
Like cardiac arrest, compression. Like, people couldn't breathe. And so there's stories of people who there were bodies on the floor. Like, just and people were saying there was layers. And people just had to keep stepping on them because there was no other option.
There's got to be another option. You start screaming.
Everybody was.
For help?
Yes. 100, like probably at least 10,000 people were screaming for help. Easily.
That is awful.
People were grabbing like cameramen saying stop the concert. And
they weren't?
No.
What is
they wrong? Did technically stop the concert the next day because it was supposed to be 2 days. Didn't do it Saturday, which obviously you're going to do. Oh, 10 people died. Or sorry, 8 people died.
Oh. That is awful. And how did they, like, what? So the concert just went on and then they found dead people? Like, what?
Yeah, so during the concert, the EMTs were all over this thing and trying to help as many people as they could, but it was taking like 5 minutes to get through the crowd to get to these people and trying to get them out on stretchers. And, like, it was just not a good situation.
Awful. Awful.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, this was going to happen eventually. Between the rager culture and these festivals, like, this is a common occurrence of festivals as far as, like, the compression. Mm-hmm. There's cardiac arrests all the time. People pass out all the time because lack of water, mm-hmm. drugs, alcohol, mm-hmm. and also, you know, compression or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think what needs to happen is, like, they need to be separated more. Because when you have a festival, there's, like, the VIP section and then it's free for all.
I know.
Just not smart. No, it's not even drugs and alcohol. It's the rager culture. Right, that's the problem. But which isn't a problem. It's when
8 people died. That's a problem.
Yes, but it's when people encourage it, first of all. It's gonna happen. There are people who wanna rage at concerts. Makes sense. It's fun, it's whatever. The thing is you have to allow people to do that. In a safe way.
Yeah.
So having them spread out, so having barriers and having like 10,000 people in this section, 10,000 people in this section, 10,000 people in this section. You know what I mean?
Then you have to have people respect the barriers. It didn't sound like the people were respecting any kind of boundaries at this concert.
Yeah, well, they were respecting the ones at the front stage. There were people who, it was like this one instance as far as I'm aware of, but like it wasn't like people were trying to get up on stage. You know what I mean? So.
No, I know, but man, that's horrible. I can't even imagine how that mom must feel. Who was the 10-year-old even there with?
So that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Not that they're wrong to bring them to a concert. That's not what I mean. But how awful would you feel? And or did the person that was with him die? Like, who else?
I don't know the answer to that. There was someone brought up a great point on YouTube. They were saying people are going to be scared to go to concerts now.
Yeah.
If it's especially these, because the problem is these.
Well, an outdoor venue that doesn't have seats that you're supposed to be exactly. in, it makes it really hard to keep people where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
If they're not willing to respect, you know, where they are supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's very difficult. And
he's saying nothing?
They made a statement saying our hearts go out to the families. Second one will be canceled. Second day will be canceled. But that's it. I'm sure they're waiting for a whole legal. Because obviously you don't want to say some dumb crap.
Right. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. But someone, there's a thing. It was like how much money each death lawsuit's probably going to be over $100 million with only. AI is $26 million in insurance. Mm-hmm. And also people were saying that like Astroworld, which is a big part of his brand, like literally
will be wiped out.
Yeah. And it's going to be rough for him to like recover from this. Because like his show. Damn it, that hasn't been recording for a while. Why'd you tell me? He's also definitely going to have a hard time getting venues to say yes for him to be there.
I would think so.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's on them.
It's not on them.
It is to some extent.
To some extent, but not completely. It's definitely on him.
No, but
people are going to make a case that he incited all of this. Mm. People are going to make a case that the blame is 100% on him. I don't know.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And also, that was confirmed deaths. So, essentially, I saw something today on TikTok. One of the EMTs, the EMT story, that I'll have a link below. He was talking about how there's people who are still in, who suffered cardiac arrest and are still in the hospital.
Right.
So, and actually, I think one of them was confirmed to be brain dead either today or yesterday at some point. I haven't been checking Instagram super recently, whatever. So technically it's 9, but, and that number could definitely go up.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. I can't even imagine how scary that must have been at the concert. For
oh yeah. People it was, that couldn't. There were people saying it was literal hell.
Oh yeah. Yeah. How something that you were so excited about can go so wrong so quickly. That's awful. Well, I appreciate you telling me now that I know these things, you know, because I don't watch any news, but we should probably end on a happy note of some sort.
I'm not even sure if that was on the news, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I didn't see any, it was definitely on, like, local news and things. I think it might have been a minor story on some news things, but, like, I don't think it was massive, but. It was more like it was definitely massive in like No Jumper or Rap TV.
Right, that audience. Names.
Yeah. It's biggest thing since like.
That's awful.
I don't know.
If you find out about certain families or any stories, will you let me know? Specific we can do to help them at all.
Well, yeah, that was the other thing is people were saying Travis Scott should donate all the proceeds from the event because obviously there's tickets sold to help these people. Mm. There were some artists who already did that were like sub artists card. This is obviously the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Obviously a smart thing to do.
Right.
Legally, financially, morally.
Yeah. That's tough. I think the bigger fault finding will be why he didn't stop the concert. Like several opportunities. I'm sure he had several opportunities. And yes. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, there was some legal people who were saying they could be technically made a case that he did stop the concert. He didn't. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be tough because technically the concert was like paused for a second. Yeah. But it was nothing like it should have been. Mm. Like, as soon as...
it all should have been stopped and everybody should have been cleared out to
make room. 100%. Yeah. Like, as soon as the third person had come up to somebody and said, stop the concert, should have been stopped.
In their defense, if they were not communicating, like if the cameramen aren't communicating with each other, so they don't know that three people asked over there, and then do you know what I mean? And they don't necessarily know what's going on.
It wasn't just the cameraman. It was like,
I would say it's more Travis Scott who can see the crowd. Like he should have said, you know,
people were right in front of him.
Right, he should have taken the initiative to stop the crowd. I really don't think the cameraman. I don't even know that they could have themselves. Do you know what I mean?
It's gonna be a whole legal situation.
Yeah, that's awful though. Awful for those families.
The thing is, I think
awful for everyone who was there and experienced it.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think he's probably going to go bankrupt. I wouldn't be surprised. I think it'd be very difficult for him not to. And then on top of that, like, and I don't necessarily either. He's either going to go bankrupt because of the lawsuits, or he's going to go bankrupt because he can't play any more shows. One of the two.
Right. Or a combination of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad.
A little bit for him.
That's really too bad. It's a no-win situation for anybody, really.
No, definitely not.
Not that particular situation.
Oh. So for all the people that we promised a episode about my boss, I messed up the audio, so we're not going to be able to do that.
Not any of it, huh?
No.
It was nice to meet your boss, though.
Yes.
Even if it was over Zoom.
Yep.
It was a good conversation.
I agree.
All right. I am falling asleep, so I am like...
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to edit this. I'll probably try to edit it on the plane, I think.
That would be good. You don't have to do it now. We need to get packed. We could tell them about Ublis when we surprised her.
Nobody cares about that.
What?
So nobody cares about that.
Oh, I do.
I don't have a video of it, so no, it doesn't exist.
I know. We didn't even think.
That was a mistake.
We weren't really prepared. We just walked in the team house, and Tiffany said, do you want to go see the kids? Yeah, and it was late, and we'd traveled all day, so.
It's like you have three options. We could either hang out, you could go to bed, or we could go see the kids.
And I always like to see the kids, so. It was fun. I'm glad we did, but really. We didn't.
She gave us three options, but there wasn't three options.
Right. You have to go see the kids.
Yes.
We felt that way anyway.
Otherwise,
she would not have made us.
Neglect.
It is. Yeah. I mean, if we have an opportunity, we're in Guatemala. You can't not. It's like going to the state that your grandmother lives in and not going to visit her or the town. You know what I mean?
You're a little fortunate because you could pass through Texas and she's on the other side of Texas. Right.
But the town, you'd have to go see your grandmother. So, yeah, when we are a very short walk from the houses where these girls live that we sponsor and the little boy we sponsor, yeah, we're going to go see them.
You should even remember.
I know.
So mean.
He looks so similar to another boy that I hung out with once when we were down here. And I just didn't put two and two together. It was a long trip. That's a long story.
I'm going to tell him about how you messed up. So the kids there go to bed at like 8:30.
I didn't mess up.
And I knew this, right? We didn't know this the first night. And we get out of there. The entire place is silent. Everybody else is asleep.
So this children's home is like a little neighborhood. So there are one, two...
Five.
Five houses.
Nope. One, two, three, four. Yep, five.
Yeah. In this little kind of like horseshoe.
Yep.
And they all have little porches. And so we were able to eat in the homes each night for dinner. So the first night, I did not think about an exit strategy until it was like really late, and I realized they're not going to ask us to leave. That's not in their culture. It's too polite. You know, they're too polite. So I had to figure out how to excuse ourselves, because I'm not good at that. So, yeah.
As we can see. And then, so the first night, we didn't get out of there till
8:30. Yeah. The next night, the first house we went to was here.
We really should have been out of there at 7:30, because they go to bed at 8.
There weren't any kids outside at that time?
Maybe a few, maybe a couple.
No, no, because I asked if we were keeping them from getting their energy out when I heard kids playing outside.
Yes.
And then I didn't hear any kids playing outside.
Well, so the second house we got out of, we get out there at 9 o'clock.
But the second house, the second night, I kept offering to go.
Well, I started tapping you at 8, because we knew they had to be in bed at 8:30.
Offering to go. And
you didn't offer to go until
8:30. Three or four times.
8:30 is when you started.
No.
Should have been way before that.
It was like 8.
8:30.
No,
I remember quite vividly. Because it definitely was not the first time I tapped you.
It wasn't the first time you tapped me, but it
and I started tapping you at 8. It was not closer to 8.
Anyway. When I finally was able to, because we were just enjoying a conversation. It wasn't like we're just sitting there being third wheels. And
well, the conversation was pretty boring.
You for you, maybe. Not for Leandro.
Like,
or me. Or his wife.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't speak their language.
I understand, but we were having a good conversation. Even he said, I just realized it was 9 o'clock. You got to get to bed. He's like, oh, I didn't even notice the time we were talking. You know, so. So, yeah, when we left that house and got outside, everything's dark. Everybody's quiet. Yeah.
Dark, quiet. Walking by a house, we hear dog bark. Only sound we hear. Going back home.
Oh, that wasn't the only sound I heard, because I also heard, great job, Mom, you did it again.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But we, first of all, we kept 12 kids and two adults and another couple kids awake for an extra hour than we should have.
Mm-hmm. But we then were having a conversation.
We woke up another 6, at least, with the dog.
Hopefully not.
100% we did.
It's the last week of school for them, so.
So they should be working hard.
No, the last week of school, no one ever works hard. They're doing fun stuff. They went on a hike today.
Was just the older kids.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm. I saw some pictures. It wasn't just.
That's probably why they brought the big bus.
Yeah, I think it was a lot of them. You go on end of the year field trips, you do projects, you know, there's not a lot of work going on. So I'm sure.
Doesn't matter. We kept people up.
They weren't too tired, but anyway, I think we should end on that note. It was a great trip and a great opportunity to try some new food, get to know the house parents better.
Bets on how long it'll take us to get our sleep schedule back in order.
Oh my goodness. I have no idea. Because it's not just the sleep schedule, it's the schedule for everything else. Zori's dance schedule is still going to be the same. You guys still need to do school, so that means I still need to get it ready. And yeah, we'll be a hot mess next week.
I'm saying a month.
Oh, I hope not.
Actually, I say 2 weeks.
Okay.
I say the first week is hard. I say the second week
is better.
A little harder or a little easier. And then by the third week, we're good.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of my boss,
you are so mean not to message him and let him know that you're alive.
So, in Honduras or Haiti?
I think it was Haiti.
Haiti. There were some kidnappings of like 12 missionaries that were held for ransom.
We still don't know if they're released, actually. I haven't heard
anything.
Yeah,
I have no clue. My boss was very worried for me, very concerned that I was going to be kidnapped. And so since it's been like 3 days now.
You're so mean.
I've left him on delivered. I haven't posted on my story.
If I had
I haven't viewed his story on Instagram, Snapchat, nothing.
You're so mean.
I'm not mean.
Yes.
He deserves it. And also, so now other people I work with have started messaging me.
Oh my goodness.
And I haven't responded to them either.
I'm gonna steal your phone when you're sleeping and do it myself.
Don't.
I'm going to.
No.
All right.
Because I want to see how long it takes.
You're just torturing them.
Ideal
they
world.
They care.
They don't really. They probably just think I don't have Wi-Fi.
No, they care.
Ideal world. I get home, like, next couple days, schedule get posted for work. I have to work Monday, and I just show up. Ideal.
No, you need to message him.
Or maybe I don't. Maybe I show up, like, 10 minutes late.
No. You're not gonna do that to him. And you're not gonna do this to your mom anymore either, because we've gotta go to bed. So
56 minutes.
Yeah, Brayden, it's like 10 o'clock. I'm putting this microphone down, so end it.
Okay. Bye. We have to do that. Sure. Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on any podcast app, whatever you're listening on. Make sure to comment and like. Follow my mom on social media now. Just got her a TikTok.
Oh my
updating
goodness.
You on that shortly.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at it.
So, yeah. Bye.
Bye.